Yeah, well, it's very disappointing that this hospital is not in full swing at this stage, you know, because there was an official opening a couple of months ago and we were led to believe that there would be a phased opening on it. It's disappointing because it's a lovely hospital, state-of-the-art, and the staff that are there at the moment. I have a call into the HSE and certainly I will be bringing it further to the motion to the MD council meeting in July. People are waiting to get in there and there's quite a number of sick people in the whole locality. And for instance, to give you an instance, there's a patient in Drumshambo Hospital and the people have to travel to see her in from Perigo. There's also a situation in Ballyshannon where people have to go down to Letterkenny or Donegal respectively, and they're all good hospitals these. This is not acceptable. The HSE need to get their act together, need to get the hospital open forthwith. We've waited quite a long time for this hospital, and it is a well-finished hospital, and I don't see the reason why it cannot be open. One of the things I'm led to believe is that there's a staff problem there, and I would hope that that would be resolved as soon as possible. You would have thought that there would have had time to get all the staffing in there, that there would be no problems there, and that the hospital, the patients would be in there and been looked after. The staff, as I say, that are working in there at the hospital are very, very professional, very good. But we need answers to it. And I certainly will be making sure that I get some answers from the HSE, which is very, very hard to get. I will be getting it raised in the Dáil by the local TD, Martin Kenny, to see and to get it an answer of why it can't be opened and put into use immediately.
Yeah, because it's not really a situation that can afford for some people to linger on. It's one that does need a rather swift resolution.
It's caused a lot of frustration and anger among people. And the fact that people have to travel long distance to see their loved ones, as I already mentioned, it makes no sense, you know, to travel to different places. And all the places that they travel to, the hospitals that they're in are very good hospitals. But here we have a new hospital at an enormous cost. Three-quarters of it is lying vacant. It's not acceptable. The HSE need to get in and get it up and running and get people into it and get staff into it and make it worthwhile.